Welcome to the Good Comms Podcast with me, Preeti Singh, where I share bite-sized thoughts, tips and tricks to help you brush up on your verbal and non-verbal communication skills. You may have come across or heard about various Indianisms, which I plan to cover in a later episode on this show, but today I want to talk about some phrases and words that are mistakenly used. And it's not just Indians who use these weird expressions or incorrect words, but many people around the world who also get them horribly wrong. Some of these, unfortunately, have to do with basic incorrect spelling, but most are either a product of incorrect language translations or the use of similar sounding words. In fact, it was a conversation between a couple of grammar enthusiasts on LinkedIn that piqued my interest to give you some examples on today's episode. Now, most people I know, barring my journalist friends perhaps, would spell that as P-E-A-K-E-D, and that's the problem. Many people have never even heard of P-I-Q-U-E. Unless, of course, you're a random fan of football like me and of the Spanish team or Barca in particular, and you know Gerard Piqué. Peak, spelled P-E-A-K, is a mountaintop, whereas P-I-Q-U-E as a noun is a feeling of irritation or resentment towards someone. And peaked then becomes a verb that also means arousing interest or curiosity, which is how I used it the first time around. And if you think you can mix the two up, especially in written communication, you have another thing coming. Oh yes, that's another one. It's not thing with a G, it's another think coming with a K. The problem with many of these errors is that they almost sound like you could get away with it, right? Like first come, first serve. People often forget the D. First serve is okay for a game of tennis, but if you're thinking of a free buffet, then the serve without the D means you will have to serve others. And no, you're not likely to be entertained first by grammar enthusiasts here. That's a 180 degree turnaround in meaning, isn't it? Now that is another mix-up that often gets on my nerves, when people use 360 degrees to explain a complete change or transformation, instead of the correct 180. The first 360 degrees is a circle. The second represents a straight line. I mean, by saying you made a 360 degree change, you're actually saying that you've come full circle, back where you started, like you never even moved. Instead of working hard or running to get to the exact opposite end of perhaps a finite straight line, all 180 degrees of the distance you run, like the kind you might run away from an argumentative mother-in-law. And while we're on the subject, here's another common mistake people make. While you have but one mother-in-law, you may have multiple sisters or brothers-in-law, not sister-in-laws or brother-in-laws. Just remember the rule here. The law of the rule remains the same. The number of people is what is plural. And while we're discussing plurals, assigning multiple people tasks to divvy up a piece of work to finish it faster is not to divide and conquer. To divide and conquer actually means to create strife or dissent in order to maintain control over a group of people, especially your subordinates. I'm hoping this episode will serve as an appetizer to whet your appetite for more. Because no, appetizers are not only liquids that are supposed to whet your appetite, but curtain raisers to the main event as they whet, W-H-E-T, which means sharpen your appetite for more. And so many times when you leave a place of work, you do not take mementos from it. Memento, in fact, isn't even a word. It's memento, M-E-M-E-N-T-O. Well, if I was speaking Spanish, I'd suggest taking un momento, or one moment, to think about the correct vowel to use before you thank someone for a thoughtful reminder that they may give you before you leave that place of work. And don't say you could care less if something doesn't bother you, because the correct use here would be you couldn't care less. I, for one, could care less, but I don't, especially since I know these episodes are being heard by a few people at least. So I must end by saying that all those of you sparing the time to download and listen is truly heart-touching. Oops, I meant heart-warming for me to hear. And I dare touch my heart when I say this. That's it from me this week. If you'd like me to focus on anything specific, you may drop me a line at preeti193@gmail.com. That's preeti193@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to the Good Comms podcast with me, Preeti Singh, on your favorite listening apps, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Till the next time, keep the faith and stay safe. See you soon.